Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Lift up your hands, everyone, and give him praise. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. We give you glory and honor. We judge you faithful. You rule over all and you reign. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Father, we give you praise and the glory. Thank you, Lord. You rule over all. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the God of all nations. You are the Father of all. Thank you. And thank him. And thank him. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, we come under the cloud of your presence this morning. Let every family be salvaged from every negative force of the enemy. Let families be rescued this morning. Let destiny be delivered. Let life be released and launched into destiny. And let no one life remain the same again. Lord, do what only you can do. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. You believe God, say loud, amen. This is the best time you can give Jesus a big clap offering. Hallelujah. Help me welcome your neighbor to the left and right. Tell them, welcome to church. You shall be blessed today. Please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm sure you're glad you came to church this morning. Something is going to happen to you and the members of your family. You will never know a better yesterday. Amen. God will launch you and your household into the realms of glory. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Understanding the pathway of sanctification, we're going to be concluding this teaching quickly, please. Lord, I've been said in the course of the month, get back into the archives and just drink into the word. But this topic is for life. Sanctification is not a state. Sanctification is a journey. It's a journey. Somebody say a journey. Proverbs 4:18, the path of a just man shines more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. More and more. Somebody say more and more. That means your today is expected to be better than yesterday. Are you catching that now? 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says from glory to glory. As we behold him as in a glass, we are changed. The change should be continuous. The change should be progressive. The change should not be static. Are you catching that now? The progressive. This is me, and there's nothing I can do about it. It means you have settled for less. You have settled for less. Look at what God said to Abraham in Genesis 17, verse 1. The Lord appeared to Abraham. Abraham is a picture of our Heavenly Father. He said, walk before me. And be perfect. So it's a walk. It's not a position you stay in. It's a walk. It's a work. Somebody say it's a walk. So you walk that path of righteousness. He leaded me in the path. Psalm 23, verse 2 and verse 3. Particularly verse 3. He leaded me in the path of his righteousness. God is always leading us. Are you catching that now? It takes you from one level of sanctification to another level of sanctification. So sanctification is not a state. It's a journey. It's a process. It's present and continuous. You can't say, yesterday I lived holy. Today you are so expected to live holy. And then tomorrow you are expected to also do the same. Somebody say, I hear. You will make it. Also note that sanctification is not a religious fable. It is a redemptive reality. It's not a fable. It's not far-fetched. It's not something that cannot be reached. It is practical, it is real, and it's a reality for every redeemed child of God. Romans 6 and verse 4. He said, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what? The newness of life. Can you see that? We work in it. We take responsibility so we don't die a liability. We walk. It's a newness. A great and an effectual door has been opened. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 9. But there are many adversaries. The door for your new life has been opened. But you have an adversary that does not want you to enter the door. Are we making sense? 1 Peter 5:8. He said, be sober and vigilant. Your adversary, the devil. Media, I'm sure you are with me. 1 Peter 5:8. The devil is the adversary that does not want you to walk in that newness of life. So wake up and take responsibility. In Romans 6:14, hear what he said. He said, for sin shall no longer have what? Dominion over you again. Somebody say, I believe in this. Louder, you can say, I believe in it. So from today, the nature of the devil will not have dominion over you again. Are you catching that now? Somebody defines sin, S-I-N, as Satan identification number. What did I say again? So anytime you are going there, you are trying to identify with Satan. Don't go there. It shall not have dominion over you again. Do I have a believer in the house? You can join me with your faith. I said it shall not have dominion over you again. Don't give any excuse. It shall not have dominion over you again. That bad habit, that character, that negative nature, it shall not have dominion over you again. In verse 16, he said, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself, you become servant of it. So it has become a choice. You are the one that made the choice to behave that way. You are the one. You yielded yourself. Even Satan cannot force you against your desire. He can't force it on you. You can refuse it. Somebody say, refuse it. You can refuse it. You can resist the devil. He does not have power over you. You now have power over him. So please take responsibility. Take your rights and use it. Take your rights and use it. According to redemption, now if you fall, it's because you yielded yourself to the devil. 1 John 5 and verse 4, he said, we have overcome the world, even our faith. Can you see that? Whosoever is born of God is no longer a victim. He's not a victor. Say with me, I'm a victor. You can say louder, say I'm a victor. The loudest you can say, I'm a victor. You are a victor over that satanic nature. You are a victor over that negative habit. Listen to me. You were not born with it. You actually learned it as you were growing up. The same way, you can delearn it. You can delete it. And you can relearn. Are we making sense? You can what? Relearn. You can relearn and pick up new habits. As we are coming to conclusion, it's important to know these things because it is not a state, it's a journey. It's a journey. It's a journey. This week, this ministry becomes 45 years old. Give Jesus a big hand. Can you see it's a journey? If the ministry pack up in year one, shall we be saying it today? No, it's a journey. It's a journey. It's a journey. This year makes it my 36 years in the Lord. 36 years in March. I became 36 years in the Lord. It's a journey. It's a journey. It's a journey. It's a journey. And it must be better. The future must be better than yesterday. The way you used to live for God tomorrow must be better. You must not get to a state where you say, those days when I used to pray. So what is this day? Success that is not improved upon is a failure. Did you hear what I said? Success that is not improved upon. Can you imagine if we are celebrating the aeroplane they used to have 30 years? Will you even enter? The aeroplane they used to have 30 years ago. If they tell you to enter, you say, no, I'm not entering. So we must improve on it. You must improve on your nature. Tell your neighbor, you must improve on your nature. You must improve on your lifestyle. God wants to see you new every day. Somebody say, I receive grace. Please, did you catch the picture now? Did you catch the picture now? Did you catch the picture now? 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are past. Now new things. New things, new life has become. That will be your testimony. So by redemption, we have the right. The right has been given to us to sin no more. John 5:14. Jesus told that man, he said, now you have been forgiven. Go and sin no more. You have it. Jesus will not tell you if he knows you cannot. He said, go and sin no more. Least a worse than this. Can you see that? If you don't want your life to be worse, don't get back there again. Be smart. Somebody say, I receive grace. 1 John 3, 7 and 8, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness, he is righteous. Not he that saith righteousness, he that doeth, is a doing thing. Yes, we have been made, we don't live like Satan again. Somebody say, I hear. And that is the reason why I have a challenge. How can you claim to be a Christian and you are living like a worldly person? Somebody don't come to church, they don't pray, and yet they have good behavior than you that comes to church. So what's the point of coming to church? What are you churching? There must be a massive demarcation. Look at Daniel chapter 6, verse 2 and verse 3. Massive demarcation. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the prince might give account of them and the king should have no damage. Verse 3. Then Daniel was preferred above presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was what? Was in him. And the king thought to set him above all the realm. This man, there was a gap. The gap was enormous. But what was the testimony of Daniel? Get back to Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. A responsibility, a choice was made. But Daniel proposed in his heart. Can you see that? That he will not defile himself. There may be defiling stuff in the world, but I refuse to be defiled. Somebody say, I hear. You will get there. I say, you will get there. I say, you will get there. So we need a commitment. Somebody say, I need a commitment to please God. We need a commitment to please God, like Daniel. We need a commitment. Somebody say, a commitment. Ask your neighbor, how committed are you? Don't be afraid of them. Just ask them, how committed are you? As you are asking him, make sure you are smiling, you know. So it depends. You know, stop talking to me that way. I don't, you know. How committed are you? Daniel proposed, I will not. They may, but not me. By faith, Enoch was translated. He had this testimony that he pleased God. Hebrews 11:5. He had this testimony that he pleased God. Enoch pleased God. Me and you will please him. Amen. Remember 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. His commandments are not grievous. How you cast off a neko paradiataya. Keno shamangraha tokaya. God will never ask you to do what you cannot do. No. Not the God we serve. He's too good to give you a demand of what you cannot. And do you know what he has done? He now gave you the spirit that helps you to do it. Are we making sense? Zechariah 4 verse 6. He gave you the spirit that helps you to do it. What are the pathways to sanctification? Remember? We have a part to play according to 1 Timothy 4:8. You exercise yourself unto godliness. It's not what we wish, it's things that we do. If I want to beat Moses, I have to go to the gym. I can't pray Moses into my body. Please, let's understand how this thing works. There are parts we must play. And listen, don't leave your part and talk about somebody else. Play your own part. And leave the rest for God. When you play your part, heaven come and help you. Number one, if you are going to live this part of godliness and sanctification, you must keep a godly company. You must do what? You must do what? 1 Corinthians 15:33. I like that scripture. Be not deceived. Evil communication will always corrupt good manners. Many of you, the reason you find yourself what you are doing is as a result of the association that you have clicked. My clique. What clique? You have a clique that is not clicking? Why not de-click? I hope you don't understand what I'm saying. Did you get the gist? All right. The click. Please. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Let's look at that scripture. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't tell me all your friends are sinners. You can't be smarter than the Bible. The Bible says, don't have them as friends. Don't walk in the counsel of people who don't believe in God. Very soon, you start doubting the God you believe. Nor stand in the ways of sinners. Nor sit in the seat of the scornful. You are going to church again. What do you even get out of church? All you religious people. Those are not your friends. Those are not your friends. People who scorn your belief. They scorn your only life. You know, you don't know what you are missing. Your life is boring. Thank you. My life is boring. When I used to be young, as a young man, all my young friend, youth, they used to tell me that my life is boring. And what do they mean by boring? Partying all night, getting drunk. Is that no more boring, huh? You are so drunk that they carried you to your house. What a boring life. Smelling all kinds. Damaging your livers and kidneys. What a boring life. Those them that used to say I'm the big boys in school. That we used to be the small boys. Now the paradigm has changed. Are you catching that now? I have some of them who will call me father in the Lord. Am I a father in the Lord? How can I be a father in the Lord? The same age. They say, father in the Lord, pray for us. You won't find yourself there. Amen. Please tell your neighbor, mind your friends. Louder you can say, mind your friends. And the loudest, tell them, mind your friends. Proverbs 13:20, he that walk with the wise shall be wise, and the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Please hear me and hear me very well, people of God. Friendship is not by force, it's by choice. Can you tell your neighbor it's not by force? It's by choice. So please choose wisely. Choose wisely. Choose wisely. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 18. I want to read this quickly. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbeliever. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteous? You are righteous. What are you doing with unrighteous people? What communion is light? You are a child of light. What are you doing with people in darkness? You are meant to go and take them out of what? Let me say this to you. Until you are different, you cannot make a difference. Listen, anything that teaches you that you have to become like them to change them is a bad philosophy. If you are going to change light, if you are going to change darkness, you cannot be darkness to change darkness. What do you have to be? You have to be a light to quench darkness. Think about the salt in your soup. What color is it? Red. The soup. Salt. Just salt the soup. And everybody will taste it. You don't have to be like them to change them. In fact, if you are not different, you cannot make a difference. Get back home and begin to review your association. Your association will determine your assimilation. Your association will determine your distinction. Your association will determine your destination. Show me your friend and I will tell you where you are going. I'm telling you the truth. So if you have an association of people that is not going to heaven, they are not your friend. befriend them, they will take you to hell where they are going. Somebody say, I hear. Number two, engage the power of testimonies. So, 119 verse 111. The testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Revelation 12 and 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. You will make it. Yeah. Hebrews 6 and verse 12. Hear what he said. He said, we should not be slothful, but follow those. Hebrews 6, 12. Follow those who through faith and patience obtain the promise. There are people who obtain it. Go for those time of testimonies. Stop listening to people out there who tells you, everybody does it. It's not true. Not everybody is doing it. I'm telling you the truth. You are having headache. Is there everybody in the world that is having headache? So what kind of lie is that? Everybody is doing it. No, no, no. We have just seen the testimony of Daniel. Daniel proposed in his heart. In the time of Noah, everybody was doing it, but only Noah stood still. True of us? If Noah didn't stand still, we would not be here. And God had to partner with a righteous man, brought in the flood, evacuated all the evil men, and kept only the righteous man. It has always been like that. Not everybody is doing it. So please go for the testimonies of the righteous. Somebody say the testimonies of the righteous. For instance, look at the testimony of Paul in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2 and verse 10. Look at what Paul said. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10. He said, you are witnesses and God also. How holily and justly and unblamelessly we have behaved ourselves. We have good behaviors. We are not like them. What a testimony. May you and me get this testimony. You can listen to me. Every child of God must get to a point where you have the testimony of your righteous walk with God. And you can use, not because you are proud, but because you know who you are. You know who you are. You know who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, what are you supposed to do? Mortify the deeds of the flesh. Mortify the deeds of the flesh. Romans 8:13. For if we by the we live in the flesh, we shall die. But through the Spirit, we mortify. So Holy Spirit, mortify every evil nature. Holy Spirit, destroy every negative habit. Are you catching that now? Malachi 3 verse 3 and 4. It told us about the Holy Spirit. He said it will sit as a refiner's fire and purifier of silver. And it shall purify the sons of labor and purge them as gold and silver so that they can offer to God an offering of what? Of righteousness. Holy Spirit, refine me like silver. Holy Spirit, purify me. Take advantage of the Holy Ghost. He was given to you to give you an advantage. Take advantage. Particularly if you know how to speak in tongues, you pray in the Spirit. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 12. I indeed baptize you with water. He said, but he that is coming, we shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And with what? Fire refines, fire purifies. The more a gold go through fire, the more clean and neat that gold become. You have a golden destiny. Go through the fire of the Holy Spirit. And don't let the enemy corrupt you. Somebody say, I hear. Louder you can say, I hear. The cost of ungodliness. Number one. If you continue an ungodly life, it will stir fear and dread. You become a permanent victim of fear all your life. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked runneth when no man pursueth, but the righteous they are always bold. Unrighteous people are always afraid. Do you know why? They are checking their back. Who is watching? Two of us? Have you noticed when you do things wrong, what do? You are checking. That's why you are passwording all your phones. Your wife don't know them. Everything is secret code because of all the things that is inside, the wrong things that are inside. The Lord will help you. As we ramp off, it's important for you to know, listen to me, if you're going to deal with the man called sin, you must always learn to live a life of openness. Yes. Give people access to you. Otherwise, you may never survive. Check all great men that fell. They fell when they were alone. Samson, David, Judas Iscariot. So please open your life, my brother. Open your life, particularly married couple. Open your life. Give your wife the opportunity to call you and say, where are you? And you won't lie. Not that your wife say, where are you? You say, where? How can you be asking me where I am? Don't I have right to be anywhere? No, you don't have right to be anywhere. You are a married man, for God's sake. If you want to be anywhere, then you shouldn't be married. You can't be anywhere. I tell you where you go. I tell you who should be your friend. If I don't like your friend, you defriend them. Period. If not, we shouldn't be married. Don't go and fight at home. Oh. Before you now go and say, sit down. Pastor Matthew said. Is there anyone I have in this world as a friend that my wife don't have access to? None. And is there any she has that I don't have access to? None. That's why we are accountable. And that's why no one. One of my staff is here. I don't need to mention her. The other day, I was about to pick her and drop her. As she was entering the car, I was calling my wife. Hello, babes. I hope you're having a great time. Just to let you know, Sister Shea is entering my car now, and I'm going to drop her. Somebody say openness. Somebody say accountability. It happened some times ago in one of our stations, and somebody who is a devil incarnate. Before I got home, already I've called my wife. We saw your husband with a lady. She was sitting in the front seat. Only God knows where they are going. Thank God I've reported myself before you said. And I'm telling the truth, that's how we live our life. Text, just to let you know, I'm in the shopping mall. Just to let you know, I'm in the... Because you don't know where the devil is looking for you. Be accountable. Check, when your husband be quiet all day, he's a suspect. He's a suspect. Say, me, I don't communicate. It's not true. You cannot be in a relationship and not communicate. It won't work. Somebody say, I hear. Are you getting the G's this morning? Be accountable. Be accountable. Be flexible. Be open. Report yourself. The prime minister cannot leave this country. We all know. Two of us. The prime minister cannot leave this country without us not knowing. Do you know who you are? You are a king and a priest. Your house is your domain. You can't leave your domain and people don't know. Including my children. They know everywhere I am. Do I have to tell them? Yes! Why? I'm the king. And everybody within the kingdom must know where the king is. Don't live like a sycophant. Like somebody is just going in nowhere. Just get out there and come back anytime. In where? In my house? No. No, he can't. It's not possible. Check the life of Jesus. Jesus was always carrying people with him. He would tell them, we are going there. That's what we call accountability. Where did you get this, your stubborn head from? It's not in the Bible.
I don't know who taught you, but please go and relearn. Remember we said you were not born with that nature. So you can delete it off your life and get a new nature going forward. Some families need to sit down this month before the month and say, there's a lot we have learned. What can we put as a measure so that none of us become, I've said it here, not because I'm proud. The woman that will ever say, I slept with her, is not born. Because the way I live my life is so fire-rised. I'm telling you the truth. It's so tensed. Then you know, say, he touched me. Where? How? He carried me. Where? Oh, my journey is church, home, except I want to be a good man. And then I ask, any shopping today? They say, okay, yeah, and I say, okay, I'm going to get them. Send me the list. Are you catching that now? That's how I don't want no shopping more. Then you now say, he carried me. When? How? Where? But look at the way you live your life. You are everywhere. No wonder you are a victim. Because you are too open. You are too open. You are too open. You are too open. Somebody say, I receive grace. Thank you, Jesus. The cost of ungodliness, number two, it will block your access to God's presence. You will never lack the presence of God. Psalm 101 verse 7, he that walketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth a lie shall not tarry in my sight. Hebrews 12 and 14, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man will see the Lord. God's presence is too tangible for you to miss. God's presence is the security of our destiny. Please jealously guide it. Number three, it will block our access to favor. Psalm 5 and verse 12. Thou will run and compass the righteous as a shield with favor. Favor always trail the path of the righteous. Somebody say, I hear. I see grace being released. I say, I see grace being released. David was a man that feared God. Genesis 42 and verse 18. And David enjoyed unusual favorable life. Genesis 39 and verse 5. He was a favored man. Why? He was a man that feared God. Today is our covenant day of, is our covenant family day. We're going to pray for families. But I want you to hold on to this few truths and then we'll begin to pray for ourselves. Please, I want you to know that by redemption, the lineage that you belong has changed. Somebody say, I hear. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19. It says now. Somebody say now. Louder, you can say now. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers. Nor foreigners, but what? Fellow citizens with the saints and what? The household of God. What household do you belong to now? By redemption. The Bible tells us the family we belong. Listen to me. Don't mistake your physical family for your spiritual. And the spiritual stands stronger than the physical. You are now in the household of God. In John 1 verse 12, it says you are a son of God. And if you are a son of God, only the things that happens to sons and daughters of God becomes your lot. If you hear, say I hear. Galatians 3. Galatians 3. Verse 13 and verse 14. Christ became a curse for us so that what? The blessings of Abraham may come to us. So
Somebody say blessing. Louder, you can say blessing. The blessing comes to us. How did the blessing come to us? Through Jesus. It's there. Through Jesus. Through Jesus. That the blessing of Abraham may come to us through Jesus. So if you are saved, what are you connected to? Blessing. Somebody say blessing. That's why you can say, according to Numbers 23:23, no enchantment against me. No divination. No enchantment. Neither is there any divination against her. According to this time, shall be said of Jacob, what has the Lord wrought? So you can stand and say, I am a child of God. No evil can come near me because I am a member of God's family. Somebody say, I hear. Louder, you can say, I hear. The loudest you can say, I hear. God is the author of families. He started the first family, Adam and Eve. And from scripture, God is good. True of us? God is good. 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 Every good and perfect gift, James chapter 1, verse 14 all the way to 17, comes from God. Genesis 1, 28 to 28, you see the blessings of God upon man. So if God is good, where did you find the bad from? It's from the enemy. That's not your portion. I said, that's not your portion. Amen. I said, that's not your portion. Amen. So what do we do to secure the blessings, particularly in our family? I give you three things and then we pray. Number one, salvation. The first key is salvation. In Acts chapter 3, verse 26, hear what he said. He said, unto you first, having raised Jesus, the Son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities. So when we connect to Christ through salvation, we have entered the place of blessings. Blessing is not just what we say. Blessing is an act. Connecting with Christ through salvation. Number two is intercession. Number one is what? Salvation. Number two is what? We must intercede, particularly for our families. In Ezekiel 22:30, he said, I sought for a man that will stand in the gap. Somebody say, I will stand in the gap. Remember, Esther stood in the gap for the Jews, and the story changed. God is raising some Esthers in our midst. I didn't hear your amen. I said, God is raising Esthers in our midst. I said, God is raising Esthers in our midst. Joseph stood in the gap and the Israelites were preserved. I see God raising Joseph in our midst. And finally, we must enter a covenant to serve God. Not just only as ourselves, but also as our families. Joshua said in Joshua chapter 24 verse 15, he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house. As for me and my house. Look at the last part of it. But as for me and my house. Somebody say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Say, believe in amen. Amen. According to 2 Chronicles 15, verse 12, all the way to 15. Particularly 15, please. 2 Chronicles 15, 15. When they made a covenant to serve God, the Bible says, the Lord was found of them and the Lord gave them rest. Your family will come under rest. Amen. I say your family is coming under rest. Amen. And look at the kind of blue time in this script, the lineage of your family. He said, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, remember? He said, that delighted greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty. Whatever you do impacts on your family. The generation of the upright shall be what? Did he say they shall be cursed? I see your generation blessed. I say, I see your generation blessed. Every negative verdict going through any kind of family, by the encounter you are having today, I see them changing to the positive. Verse 3, read everybody, 1, 2, go. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness shall endure forever. I see wealth and riches in your household. I see wealth and riches in your household. So listen to me. When you are safe, your case is different. So me, my case is different. Louder you can say, my case is different. The loudest you can say, my case is different. When I am safe, my case is different and that of my family. Louder, when I am safe, my case is different and that of my family. Let me show you this picture to give you a pictorial view of what I've just shared, and you will like it. And you will leave this service to say, you know what? My family must serve God. A study was done. Media, if you can, please. You can put it on the screen. A study was done some years ago between Jonathan Edward and Max Juice, Generation Family. Jonathan Edward is a believer. He gave his life to Christ at a good time and pushed his family to serve God. Max Juice was an atheist, unbeliever. He hated God. Now look at the difference in their generation. Jonathan Edward, 3 senators, 3 governors came out of that family, 3 mayors, 30 judges, 13 college presidents, 65 college professors, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 military officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 prominent authors, 80 other public officials. Can you see the descendant of the righteous? Look at the descendant of those who don't believe and who will not serve God. 110 died as pauper. 150 were convicted criminals. 70 murderers. Over 100 drunkards. And 190 female prostitutes. Somebody say, God forbid. When the Bible says the righteous and his family are blessed, please believe it. Everybody, you must leave this service to say, you know what, Lord? Me and my family will connect with the blessing. Rise up on your feet. You can give Jesus a big hand of praise if you can. Please don't joke. Don't what? Don't joke. Do you know why you should not joke? Because the blessings always trail the family of what? The righteous. That is why I want to plead with you. Do you know why you have to stop that bad habit? Because Satan wants your children and children and children, children to. Can you imagine in a family line, 190 prostitutes? I'm sure it started with a father or a mother. Say, God forbid. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. Give God thanks. Have you been blessed by the word? Lift up your hands and give God thanks. And give him praise. Father, thank you. Thank you for the word. I thought you'd do better than that. Somebody have learned something. You have picked something. Appreciate God. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Come on, celebrate him. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to me. And thank you for the things that I have learned. And I receive grace to be a doer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The first key we said is salvation. The second we said is intercession. And the third is kingdom service. When everyone in the family is given to serve God. But I want to start with the first, because there are people here who have not even started that journey first. I want to pray for anyone who is saying, Pastor, I want this generational blessing, but I cannot say that I have surrendered my life. He sent Jesus to bless us by we turning away from our sin. We have to turn and come to him first. A life that is surrendered to Jesus is the first step. Please allow me to pray for you. If I mention the God of Abraham, what do you remember? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Can you see that? But Abraham had to meet with God first. Please, I want you to check your heart. Search your heart quickly. Very important. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to be born again. Let's pray for you.
You'll be glad that you did. You'll be glad that you did. I'm not saying you should join a church. I'm saying to totally surrender. That is what will make sense at the last day. Salvation. Salvation. Please allow me to pray for you. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand and take a bold step and come forward. I'll pray for you on the altar. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Let's receive you from the altar. Church, give Jesus a big hand as they come. Let's encourage anyone. Please, if you want to, please come. God bless you. If you want to, please come. Please come. Few moments, please come. It's a bold step. Please come. A new life with Christ. A new life with Christ. I'm surrendering to Jesus. I'm giving my life to Jesus. I want a new beginning. I don't want to do church again. I want to do reality. Few moments. Please, I'm pleading with you. Don't let the enemy destroy you and the members of your family. No. Totally surrender. If you are coming, please come. Church, let's clap our hands and just encourage anyone that needs to come. Please, if you are coming, come quickly. Let's pray for you. God bless you. Mana toske makalabada tosi de bakano te kloske paroske pekisi bisi. In the name of Jesus. Any young man, any young woman, every elderly person, please come. We'll receive you. God loves you so much and wants a new beginning. A new beginning. You are blessed as you do. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Everyone in front, please put your right hand on your chest and say these words with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender. I am not perfect, but I'm asking you for your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Begin with me and reach out to the members of my family. I surrender to you totally. From today, I call you my Lord and my Savior. And I receive the power to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. I pray for you, Father. Thank you for everyone that has come. Give them grace to serve you all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please say loud amen. Please open your eyes. The Lord bless you. You're going to go with our kingdom friends. Go and see our pastors. Let them help you with the decision you have made. The Lord bless you. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. I want you to place your hand upon yourself, if you can, and pray one prayer for yourself. Lord, every negative habit in my life and in my family, I call it an end today. And every blessing that follows the righteous, let it become my portion and the members of my family. So you are doing two in one. You are calling the negative to end, and you are calling the positive to begin to happen. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Every negative thing, joblessness end, negative habit, bad characters, bad nature end. And I call for the good. Sickness is negative. Every sickness in my lineage, I call it an end. Untimely death, I call it an end. Every bad nature, I call it an end. And I call for the good from today, like Abraham and his descendant. I connect with the blessing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Are you ready to receive this? I stand as a privileged priest, and I join forces with you and your faith this morning. And I decree that every negative curse, enchantment, nature, habit, character, sickness, destruction, whatever it is that you have seen and you don't like,
by the blood of Jesus, they are blotted out of your life. They are blotted out of your family. They are blotted out of your life. They are blotted out of your family. They are blotted out of your life. They are blotted out of your family. In the name of Jesus, every generational curse averted, is averted, is averted. By the blood of Jesus, they are averted. Now from today, I pray for you and your family, the blessings begin to thrill you. The blessing begin to overshadow you. I thought I would hear your loud amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. You and your family will never know a better yesterday. From today, there will be no stagnation in your home. No sickness in your family. No death in your family. No retrogression in your family. No failure in your family. No destruction in your family. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and does not have sorrow. From now and forever, you and your family will not see sorrow. You will not see sorrow. You will not see sorrow. You will not see sickness. You will not see disease. In the name of Jesus, that plague of divorce is over. That plague of separation is over. That plague of divorce is over. That negative nature is over. In the name of Jesus, from today, you and your family, forward ever and backward never, begin to enjoy the best of God. I say enjoy the best of God. I say enjoy the best of God. I say enjoy the best of God. From this week, begin to enjoy the best of God. It is done. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. Thank God because the blessing is on you and your family. Give him praise and give him glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you are blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.